Some police officers in northern Michigan wear body cameras, others do not. Two recent incidents in northern Michigan show why cameras can be useful. One incident was in Antrim County, the other in Manistee. IPR's Morgan Springer has more.
A police officer was doing a blight check in a neighborhood in Manistee and stopped at 73-year-old Lee Milk's house to ask if he could look at a bus on the property.
The guy said sure, and he went to his house and came back out with a rifle.
That's David Bachman, Manistee's police chief. Bachman says Lee Milk's told the officer to leave. The officer tried to defuse the situation. Milk's allegedly loaded his weapon. Then the officer responded.
And shot him multiple times, and the suspect went down.
Milk's was life-flighted, but he died on the way. For the most part, people on social media were in support of the officer, offering their prayers. There were a few instances where people questioned the use of deadly force. Since there were no witnesses, the story is based entirely off of the officer's word. Chief Bachman says a body camera might have been helpful in this case, but his officers don't have them, and that's because he's against them.
One is, a personal level, I'm an old school cop. Been doing this since the 70s. In my entire career, my word was my bond, and if I testified in court that something happened, I'd expect to testify truthfully and honestly, and if I wrote a report, I'd expect it to be truthful and honest, and my word was good. Suddenly, the world has changed where a police officer's word is not considered good unless it's on video camera. I find that offensive personally at a personal level.
Unfortunately, in today's society, law enforcement activity is scrutinized, and people do not necessarily just believe the word of a law enforcement officer.
That's Matthew Breed, the chief of police for Petoskey. He says when he first got a body camera as lieutenant, he didn't like them either, but he's realized they're quite helpful.
People that feel that they were treated inappropriately by a law enforcement officer sit down and watch the video and realize that things didn't transpire the way that they were actually remembering.
Robert Stevenson says this is typical. Video footage usually helps police officers more than it hurts them. He's the executive director of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. Stevenson says most police chiefs in Michigan support using body cameras.
Generally speaking, the majority of the chiefs in the state of Michigan actually are in favor of body cameras. The concept of body cameras is good, and what it can provide police agencies especially is good.
Supporting them, though, doesn't mean they have them. Stevenson estimates only 10 to 15% of police departments in Michigan have body cameras. That's based on a survey of chiefs of police. In northern Michigan, it's mixed. Petoskey Chief Breed says law enforcement agencies in Emmett, Charlevoix, and Sheboygan counties got body cameras a few years ago through a grant. Manistee County has them, not the city, as we heard earlier. Wexford County bought them about a year ago, but hasn't put them out in the field yet. And Grand Traverse County doesn't have any cameras, not on deputies or in their cars. Here's County Sheriff Tom Bensley.
I think the bottom line is we haven't had any real issues with our officers in dealing with the public that would prompt us to have body cameras.
Bensley says he's not against them, but it's not a top priority for the county, and it's expensive.
The body camera is only maybe $500, $600, $700.
That's Robert Stevenson again.
But it could be 10 or 15 times that to store the data from that.
He says it's also really expensive to gather and redact information from video footage. In a case in Antrim County, video footage could settle a disagreement. It involves the Michigan State Police, who don't wear body cameras but have in-car cameras. State troopers say they pulled 83-year-old Larry Savinsky over in a traffic stop and allege Savinsky got out of his car and came at them. Antrim County Prosecutor Jim Rossiter charged Savinsky with a felony.
He's been charged with assaulting, resisting, or obstructing a police officer.
The maximum sentence is 2 years in prison and a $2,000 fine. The Traverse City Record Eagle reported Savinsky says he'll fight the charge because the troopers were the ones who actually hurt him. Both Savinsky's arm and nose were broken. Presumably, in-car camera footage could really help clear this discrepancy up, but the state police can't find any footage.
I believe this is a technology glitch.
That's Lieutenant Mark Harris with the state police.
I know from past experience that these things do happen. It's unfortunate when they happen in events like this.
Lieutenant Harris says they're working with a camera manufacturer to see if a video was taken and is salvageable. Prosecutor Rossiter says he wouldn't mind seeing the video.
I mean, I would rather see all evidence that is available.
But he says the lack of video evidence doesn't necessarily mean much for the case. Cases have been functioning for years without the benefit of video. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.